No Indonesian airlines currently fly to cities in the European Union, but that did not stop the announcement of the ban on flights by Indonesian Airlines, which is due to take effect on July 6th. Thursday's move by the European Commission was taken out of concern for consumer safety, it said, and marks the latest in a series of black marks on Indonesia's air safety record. Luke Citrino, an air transport consultant based in Bangkok, says he does not expect Asian countries to follow suit with a ban.
China, and especially Japan, are heavy investors into Indonesia. Japan has a lot of infrastructure projects going on in Indonesia, and I think that Indonesia would probably retaliate against these countries in terms of economic contracts and all of that, and it would be a big political embarrassment for all the countries in the region if they take such a decision.
Indonesia's national carrier, Garuda, canceled its flights to Rome and Amsterdam in 2005. But hopes to resume those services in 2008. Citrino says the carrier should be able to continue with these plans because they are planning to lease a fleet of aircraft that meet the EU's requirements. Albert Cheong is spokesman for the International Air Transport Association, which represents airlines around the world. He says the Indonesian government will hold a conference in Bali next week to discuss its safety record, and that representatives from international air safety organizations have been invited.
It's quite clear that the Indonesian government recognizes that they have an issue with safety and they are being proactive in taking steps to improve the situation in Indonesia.
An Indonesian jetliner crashed into the sea on New Year's Day, killing all 102 people on board. In March this year, 21 people died in a fiery crash when a Boeing 737 skid off a runway. Also in March, the U.S. Federal Aviation Administration, or FAA, announced Indonesia did not comply with safety standards set by the International Civil Aviation Organization. The FAA downgraded the country to its lowest possible rating. Joseph Papiakowski for VOA News, Hong Kong.